Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a Republican request to overturn election results in Pennsylvania. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, the one-sentence order was issued less than 1 hour after the appeal was filed.
The lawsuit was brought by a group of Republican congressmen and state legislators who contended that all 2.5 million mail-in ballots cast in the state should be thrown out, or that the Republican-controlled state legislature should be allowed to select Electoral College presidential electors. The state Supreme Court unanimously dismissed the suit 10 days ago, calling the claim, quote, a transparent and untimely effort to subvert the will of Pennsylvania voters. And even as the U.S. Supreme Court tossed out the Pennsylvania case, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed his own Hail Mary emergency pass, asking the justices to block Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin from casting their presidential votes in the Electoral College next week. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Democratic-led U.S. House is sending a massive defense policy bill to the Senate, despite veto threats from President Trump. As NPR's Claudia Grisales reports, the House approved the measure by a vote of 335 to 78.
Trump reiterated his opposition to the legislation known as the National Defense Authorization Act because it doesn't repeal a legal shield for social media companies. But Democrats and Republicans approved the bill anyways. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Let's urge the president to show respect for the work of the bicameral, bipartisan Congress and for the sacrifice of our military.
Some Republicans, including members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, did vote against it. If Trump follows through on his veto threat, it's unclear if Congress has the votes to override it. That would break a 60-year streak of approving the measure annually. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
The Army has fired or suspended more than a dozen officials at Fort Hood, Texas, after an independent review concluded they allowed a pattern of violence. More than 24 soldiers assigned to the base have died in the past year, including Vanessa Guillen, who was found murdered about 2 months after she disappeared. Myra Guillen is calling for congressional action to make it easier for soldiers, like her late sister, to report harassment and assault.
We're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep asking for the legislation to be passed in order to be able to help all these military members that need our help. We don't need this to happen again.
Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy says he's ordered some policy changes, including how commanders deal with missing soldiers. An Army specialist accused of killing Vanessa Guillen took his own life before he could be arrested. This is NPR News. A leading cybersecurity firm says it's the victim of what it believes was a state-sponsored attack. California-based FireEye says the hackers stole assessment tools that could be dangerous if landed in the wrong hands. FireEye has not disclosed the identity of the suspected culprit, but says it has developed countermeasures to protect its customers and others. In West Virginia, at least 4 people have been injured as a result of a chemical plant explosion in Upper Kanawha County outside of Charleston. From West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Emily Allen has the story.
The injured include 3 people who late Tuesday night were transported by ambulance to local hospitals. Another person was driving near the plant when debris hit their car. That person drove to a local hospital without help. It's unclear what caused the explosion, but County Commission President Ken Carper says chlorinated dry bleach and methanol were released into the air.
There'll be a thorough investigation by federal and state and local authorities, and eventually the plant will explain what happened.
Fire chiefs and local homeland security leaders on site say the situation is stabilized. For NPR News, I'm Emily Allen in Charleston, West Virginia.
In Idaho, public health officials abruptly ended a virtual meeting on whether to impose COVID restrictions last night, citing safety concern over protests against them. One health board member said she had to leave work because anti-mask demonstrators were outside her front door and her son was home alone. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.